Happy Friday to you. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Lots going on here on a Friday, as we always have. We've got the we got your weekend movie preview coming up here at 4:50. We've got this week in science coming up next hour. We still have our Florida legislative update, and we have our this week in jobs report as well. So many things going on. Let's get started with some of the top headlines to get going right away. So when it comes to your top headlines, the Hunter Biden story is starting to build up a little bit. There's been an investigation going on into Hunter Biden and his activities by the Republican-led House. And now we're starting to get more information that possibly some White House officials are being part of this investigation. And like they were involved, I guess, with some of either benefiting from Hunter Biden's activities or were some other ways involved. So that whole thing continues to grow. Even major networks beginning to pick up the Hunter Biden story, something they've pretty much ignored up to this point, but now they're beginning to pay attention to it. President Biden, in the meantime, is expected to make his announcement for 2024, like running for president. We've mentioned this a little bit yesterday. It came out late in the show. And now it's full board national headline that on Tuesday he is expected to announce his candidacy for 2024 I gotta tell you, I'm more disappointed in that than I am that Trump's running. Like I've said before, I'm ready for the Republican Party to move on from Trump, but I'm definitely ready for the Democrat Party to move on from Biden. And the fact that both of them are running, and we could see a 2024 race in the general election to see a Biden v. Trump, you know, 2.0. I'm not interested in that at all. That's just like, I'm so ready to move on from that. By the way, I saw polling today that shows that Trump would, if the election were held today, Trump would win with 50% of the vote. DeSantis, 20%. And then it just goes down to like 4%, 2%, 1%, 1%. One of the other big stories, Larry Elder, is a former talk radio host. He's gone ahead and announced his candidacy for 2024 in the Republican Party. So he's thrown his name in the hat right there. And Larry Elder, I mean, he's a conservative talk radio host, but he ran for governor most recently of California and got beat pretty badly. So he's throwing his name in there for the Republican race for president. Let's see how that all goes down. Then the Credit Suisse, remember they were one of the banks that there was concerns right after the two bank failures here in America. There was concerns that Credit Suisse from Switzerland would be going under, and they ended up getting bailed out by another bank bought them out. Well, turns out the bondholders have filed a lawsuit against the Swiss authorities after they're facing $17 billion in losses. And so they're wanting to sue over that. And reason is because they're saying that the Swiss authorities, basically their intervention is what's costing them money. So there you go. Then a sixth arrest has been made in the birthday party shooting that happened in Alabama over the weekend. Sixth arrest pertaining to that. Wow. Four were killed, 32 wounded. Teen brothers are among the six people who were arrested in that ordeal. Then we continue on here. One of the stories that came out yesterday that's the writing on the wall now. The Oakland A's had purchased $1.5 billion of land to build a new stadium in Las Vegas. So sure enough, one of the top headlines today. A's fans are sad as it looks like the Las Vegas land deal is basically making it, you know, securing the fact that they're probably going to... I mean, who buys $1.5 billion of land and not planned on moving, right? Like, that's happening. Oh, we're going to flip it. We bought it for $1.5 billion. We're going to sell it for $3 billion. We're just flipping the land, that's all. As an investment for the Oakland A's. Yeah, no. No, I don't think that's what's going on. Hey, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Roads are looking great this Friday afternoon. I-10 and I-110 showing no slowdowns throughout our area. If you are heading into Mobile, we do have some slow traffic going over Mobile Bay on I-10, so just keep that in mind. And we're looking good on Highway 90. That's going to include 9 Mile Road, Scenic Highway, Cervantes and Mobile Highway, as well as leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Really not seeing any slowdowns on the bridge. See something else? Just give me a call to 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. A couple other stories here, and then I'll read your text at 850-437-1620. Elon Musk pays for Stephen King and LeBron to keep their Twitter blue check marks. Yeah, he's... Remember, you got to pay for your blue check mark? He went ahead and just covered theirs. So, okay. So Elon admitted he is paying for a few of the blue check marks on his own. Oh, boy. Then North Korea is touting its nuclear abilities. And they've said they've criticized the G7 over a call for denuclearization. And they tell the G7 that they will never give up their nuclear weapons. And so we continue to see that whole ordeal. All right, Pensacola right now is Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. We're going to go to our text line. Bobby, so long as Trump runs, we've got to back him. Oh, yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying... hold on, let me see. Let me rephrase this. If Trump is the nominee and Biden is the nominee, then yes. I mean, I was all for Trump over Biden in the last election because I knew Biden was going to be disastrous. And I've stated before, stated again, Biden's been worse than I thought he would be. Like, I was like, we should support Trump because Biden's going to be bad. And then Biden's been worse than I thought he would be. So, like, it's a no-brainer. But I think just because Trump's running, we don't have to back him. No way. I think Tim Scott's a better candidate. I think Nikki Haley might be a better candidate. And definitely Ron DeSantis would be a better candidate. And all of them will beat Biden, no problem. So I think just because he's running doesn't mean you automatically back him. I think that's how a lot of Republicans think, though. I do think that a lot of Republicans are like, no, if he's running, kind of like last time, right? Like Biden, with Biden running, like there's what, RFK Jr., he's throwing his name in the hat, like one other person, but they're not serious contenders. And so it's not like Pete Buttigieg or Michelle Obama are going, well, I'm going to go ahead and run too. Like, no, they're not going to if he's running. And I think that's how a lot of, like, he's the de facto candidate. And I think that is how a lot of Republicans think. If Trump's running, he's the de facto candidate. It's just as if he was running for re-election again is the way people look at it. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Coming up here next, we've got top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Hey, remember, the Shred-a-thon is tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds. That is something we're putting on along with our TV partner, WEAR, ABC Channel 3, the Better Business Bureau, and Gilmore Services. So be sure to check that out tomorrow morning, 8 to 11. Got a caller asking in the break, so what are your thoughts on Trump running for re-election? And my thoughts on that is... I mean, I've stated before. I kind of ranted about it last week a little bit. I wish he would go away. I feel like he was unlike Biden. Where Biden, I was like, he's a worse president I thought he would be. Like, I thought he was going to be bad, and he's worse than I thought he would be. Trump was actually the opposite. See, I thought Trump wasn't going to be a very good president, and Trump was a much better president than I thought he would be. And so that's why when he was running for re-election the first time, I was like, hey, he did a lot better job than I thought he would. He deserves a another 4 years. Now that he lost, though, and we have an opportunity to elect other conservative people who might be more fiscally responsible than Biden, than Trump showed that he was, then I'd rather take a chance with somebody else. That's what it comes down to. If he is the nominee, how do I see it playing out between he and Biden? I have no idea, because things have become so emotional in this country now. It makes no sense. Our economy is struggling right now. It's really struggling. And people just say, it's not the president. There's only so much the president can do. No, there's a lot the president can do. When the first day in office, what you do is you cancel pipelines and you cancel oil and gas leases all around the country. Then whenever you have an oil and gas crisis, you don't have that to rely on to help alleviate the pressure. That's because of the president. So that's exactly what happened. And so I'm like, no, the president has a lot to do with the way our economy works, and also setting policy and other regulations that stifle business. Obama stifled business. Trump came in, reduced regulations, which opened up business. Biden's come in and stifled businesses again. The president has a lot to do with it, because so much of our economy runs on executive orders and through like the EPA and through these organizations like that. So to me, it doesn't make any sense that somebody would reelect Biden. But guess what? It didn't make any sense that people would reelect Obama, and they did. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Well, Bobby, any moment now, an expected ruling from the Supreme Court on access to a commonly used abortion pill expected to be announced before the end of the day. The decision is set to come after the court extended a temporary stay on a Texas federal judge's ruling to halt production and distribution of mifepristone. The families of the 61 people who died in the 2017 Las Vegas mass shooting are officially getting payouts from the shooter's estate. The man had $1.3 million in assets. Each family will get nearly $20,000 after a judge approved the payments yesterday. Twitter is busy deleting fake accounts after it removed blue checks for anyone who doesn't pay. The previously free verification marks are now only available to Twitter Blue subscribers. Impersonator accounts have been emerging now that it's harder to tell what the official counts are for public figures. And the NFL announced suspensions of 5 players for violating gambling policies. They include Lions receiver Jameson Williams from Alabama. He is suspended for the first 6 games of the season. Also, Quintez Cephas and C.J. Moore of the Lions and Shaka Tony of the Commanders suspended indefinitely.
Wow. Yeah,
I guess we didn't learn from Calvin Ridley.
I know. We had one player who was suspended for a full season because of gambling, and he says he made a mistake. And now you got all these other ones that jumping in there doing the same thing. So,
and I saw that the Lions actually let go of some staff members, too, in connection to this. So
for the same thing?
It wasn't just players.
I didn't see that. Okay. Wow. Yeah, that's pretty far-reaching right there. Let's get traffic on the 5s with Gracie Wolf.
Our roads are looking good this Friday afternoon with I-10 and I-110 showing no slowdowns throughout our area. If you are taking I-10 to get into Mobile, though, you will see slow traffic right now on Mobile Bay, going over Mobile Bay. 29 north and southbound lanes are looking good, as well as 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. Nothing too bad to slow you down. If you do see something on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. You would think they would have learned from Pete Rose, if anything. Like, learn from Pete Rose. Like, he's banned for life from baseball because of gambling. Like, you think it's going to be different in football? Oh, boy. Got a text here that says, I love how you tell everybody your opinion on how you think economies were. Why don't you just Google which political party has stronger economies by far? You obviously don't know anything about those pipelines, or if they were not canceled, how would it affect the current gas and oil shortages? Genius. Do you need another hint? Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio. It's Friday, man. I'm going to keep it light. I'm going to let that go. Let that just go on by itself. All right. If you'd like to weigh in, though, text 850-437-1620. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we've got your weekend movie preview. Quite a few movies out in the theater this weekend as well, so stick around for that. But next, You know, there's all this Disney versus DeSantis, DeSantis versus Disney stuff. Well, Disney is starting a new project that I think you might be interested in. That's coming up next on News Radio 92.3. Let's call right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Disney has just started a development of about 80 acres right outside of the Magic Kingdom that's going to be affordable housing. When it's all said and done, they'll have about 1,400 units, housing units, that they will be building that are all expected, and it is going to be income-based. So you can't, oh, I want to live right next to Disney. I'm going to go ahead and buy it. Well, it's going to be income-based, so it is meant to be for those who don't make as much money. The idea really is it's for their employees because, you know, they call cast members, but it's really Disney employees because, you know, they don't get paid a whole lot, and they're always arguing they want more pay raises and they're threatening lockouts and all this other stuff. And with inflation and housing prices skyrocketing, especially in Orlando area, they're like, all right, well, we'll come up with our own solution, basically creating our own housing. But it's not going to be just for employees. If you want to live in Disney and you live under a certain income level, then this would be your opportunity to do so. So kind of a interesting project right there that they're coming up with. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Northeast Sertoma presents Hogfest of 2023. It's going to be at Pensacola Harley-Davidson next Saturday. And your $100 ticket gets you two people in and an entry for the drawdown for the new Harley-Davidson. Door tickets for the party are also available. The event benefits every child, a reader, Escambia, and Pathways for Change. Check out more information and how to get tickets on our website, newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com. Coming up here after our sports hit, it's Earth Day tomorrow. So I got some Earth Day little tidbits to share with you. But then we'll get to our sports hit first. So top three stories. President Biden could announce his 2024 reelection campaign as soon as next week. Tuesday is what it's looking at thus far. And then radio host Larry Elder has announced a 2024 GOP bid for El Presidente. He most recently ran for governor of California and got beat. And White House officials are at the center of the Hunter Biden probe now, including Merrick Garland. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. That's your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. The NBA playoffs continues tonight, 6 o'clock on ESPN. Boston Celtics take on the Atlanta Hawks. Celtics lead that series 2-0. Then at 7:30 on ABC is the Cleveland Cavs against the Knicks. That series is split at 1 apiece. And then at 8:30, the late game on ESPN, Denver Nuggets taking on the Minnesota Timberwolves, and Denver leads that series 2-0. Then we move over to NHL hockey, which is going to be on TBS and TNT. So on TBS, the first game is going to be the Carolina Hurricanes playing the Islanders. Hurricanes lead that series. So after that game on TBS will be the Dallas Stars against the Minnesota Wolves, which will be at around 8:30 on TBS. That series is split at 1 apiece. TNT's first game is going to be at 6:30 with Boston against the Florida Panthers. That series is split at 1 apiece. And then after that game will be Edmonton against LA on TNT. Major League Baseball, the Cubs beat the Dodgers earlier today, and the Tampa Bay Rays are going to be playing the White Sox later. The Miami Marlins are going to be playing the Cleveland Guardians. And I thought the Braves were playing. I don't see the Braves. Don't see them. Okay. So I'll look at that. Atlanta Braves. Yeah, that's right. They're on Apple TV Plus. So Apple TV Plus is Friday night games of the week. At 6:20 will be Atlanta Braves against the Houston Astros. And then at 9:15 will be the Mets against the Giants. I'll get you your sports news right after traffic on the fives.
We do have an accident. This is going to be on North Blue Angel Parkway in between Pine Forest and Mobile Highway. Nothing too bad to slow you down at the scene of this accident, but just keep that in mind. It's right in the middle of Mobile, between Mobile and Pine Forest, right near Village at Southern Oaks. If you see something else, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
The NFL has suspended 5 players for gambling violations. Oh, boy. It's kind of surprising right there after Calvin Ridley just came back after being suspended for a year. Victor Wembanyama, the favorite to go number one in the NBA draft, just declared for the NBA draft. And the Raptors have fired their head coach, Nick Nurse. He led the team to its only NBA title during the 2018-2019 season, but they failed to make the playoffs this year, so they're going to try to make a change there. And the NCAA has approved a running clock after first down. So the clock will just continue to run after first down instead of being paused like it currently does. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio, 92.3. Home sales fell in March. We continue to see the volatility of mortgage rates. That's primarily the main reason why real estate professionals are saying that sales drop nationwide is because of mortgages, which is, frankly, I mean, that's why the mortgage rates are up. It's because they were hoping that it would slow down the sales, and in slowing down the sales, it would stave off the inflation of, you know, the increase in prices and stuff like that. So it is kind of doing what they wanted it to do. It just took a while to get there, I guess. In the meantime, a lot of people are wanting to, you know, sell their house. But, you know, talking to Christina Leavenworth from Leavenrinke Realty, the last time we talked to her, she basically said it's more like a balanced market out here. It's more like a balanced market in our area, not a buyer's market. So even though sales declined nationwide 2.4%, and they're still selling. I guess that's the best way to put it. All right. Tomorrow is Earth Day. Tomorrow's Earth Day. Take care of the Earth. And so one of the things that, and by the way, I'm actually a supporter of Earth Day. You know, I'm not a big person that's like, global warming's man-made and we should punish man because of it. Like, that's not me. But I do think we should take care of the Earth. And so Earth Day, I like that. That's day we go plant a tree or something like that, right? Well, a lot of people are looking at recycling and things. And so I saw this on Google Trends. Somebody posted the data of what people are searching to recycle. Like, what are some things you can recycle? 13 states want to know just about simple things like where can you recycle bottles and cans? That's simple enough. 15 states wonder about electronics like computers, TVs, cell phones. 11 states don't know how to recycle or handle batteries. 4 states have tires to recycle. They want to know about recycling. Other things like California, Massachusetts want to know what you can do with your old mattress. Because nobody wants a used mattress. You don't want to be buying no used mattresses. Maryland, they want to know if you can recycle pizza boxes, because they have grease on them and stuff. So it's not as simple as like, just go put it in with the paper, because it has the pizza grease. Virginia, paper towels. Louisiana, looking at ink cartridges. Nevada, people are Googling, how do you recycle your Christmas tree? Wanting to do Christmas tree options for recycling. Okay, all right. And then Alaska and Arkansas, basically, what do you do with catalytic converters? Huh? Okay. I guess so, maybe. So there you go. So tomorrow's Earth Day. There's a plant a tree. Do something that's take care of the Earth a little bit. You know, it's one of the things I remember talking to this group about before. They were, you know, the right leaning individuals, and I go, hey, look, we're talking about conservative and being conservative. Part of being conservative is conserving the environment around us too. So we should still be responsible for our planet. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio, 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up next, we got our weekend movie preview, so stick around for that.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth in innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Get your finances in order and become financially free with Dave Ramsey. Weekdays 1 to 4 after Brian Kilmeade on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I got a text here that says, Earth is the only planet we can live on. We need to take care of it. Yeah, tomorrow will be an Earth Day. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Bobby, manslaughter charges against Alec Baldwin formally dropped by prosecutors today. In filing to dismiss, special prosecutors cited new facts that demanded further investigation. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie considering a bid for the White House. During a town hall in New Hampshire, Christie attacked former President Trump, comparing him to the Harry Potter villain Voldemort. He's expected to announce the decision soon. The Defense Department preparing for a possible evacuation of the U.S. Embassy in Sudan. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said the military hasn't taken any action as of yet, but they are looking at options. And the NCAA will reportedly adopt 3 rule changes aimed at speeding up games next season. Division 1 and 2 games will now feature a running clock after first downs like the NFL, except in the last 2 minutes of each half. Teams would also not be able to call back-to-back timeouts. Bobby?
All right, thank you very much. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. By the way, about the Alec Baldwin thing, you kind of alluded to it right there. I saw a report saying they could be refiled. They feel like the charges that they had did not have the right evidence for it or whatever like that. And so this has not gone away yet. They're still doing an investigation, and they could refile the charges once they feel like they have proper evidence. So interesting update right there. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. It's Friday.
Now it's time for
a weekend movie.
All right, weekend movie preview. So got a few movies out in the theater today, and then I think the biggest movie this weekend though is an Apple TV Plus. So I'll share with you first the movies in the theater. Chevalier. I don't know how you pronounce it, some sort of French name. It's based on the incredible true story of composer Joseph Boulogne, Chevalier de Saint-Georges. Something like that. He's the illegitimate son of an African slave and a French plantation owner, and he rose to improbable heights in French society as a celebrated violinist and composer and fencer. and then he had an ill-fated love affair and falling out with Marie Antoinette. So lots of stuff there. The untold true story of Chevalier. The other movie out in the theaters, one I'm really looking forward to seeing. I wanted to go check it out last night. I just didn't have time. There's only one show, and it was like right at 7 o'clock. So I didn't have enough time to head to it after the show was over. Guy Ritchie's The Covenant. I pretty much like anything from Guy Ritchie, so I got to go see it. So this one follows a U.S. Army sergeant, played by Jake Gyllenhaal, who I think is a great actor, and an Afghan interpreter. And after an ambush, Ahmed, the Afghan interpreter, goes to Herculean efforts to save the Army sergeant's life. When he learns that Ahmed and his family were not given safe passage to America as promised, he repays his debt by returning to the war zone to retrieve them while the Taliban is hunting them down. So seems very interesting war movie from Guy Ritchie. That's in theaters. Another one in theaters today. This is probably the one that will do the best in the theater, which is just, I don't get it, but it will. Evil Dead Rise. It's another Evil Dead movie. This is one where, I've seen the trailers all over. It looks too freaky for me, but that's out in the theaters. I think the biggest movie this weekend, though, is on streaming. Ghosted on Apple TV+. I'll tell you about it right after Traffic on the Fives.
Looking good on our roads. I-10, I-110 showing no slowdowns. We do have an accident on North Blue Angel Parkway right in between Mobile Highway in Pine Forest, so expect some slight slowdowns there on Pine Forest in between 9 Mile and I-10. Also expect your typical afternoon traffic, but we're looking good on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, as well as 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. See something else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. And if you're thinking about selling your house, don't wait another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. Christina Leavenworth at LeavenRinkyRealty.com. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, although there's three movies out in the theater today, I think the biggest movie being released is on streaming on Apple TV Plus, Ghosted, starring Chris Evans and Ana de Armas. You know her from Knives Out. Salt of the Earth Cole, played by Chris Evans, falls head over heels for an enigmatic Sadie and then makes the shocking discovery that she's a secret agent. Before they can decide on a second date, Cole and Sadie are swept away on an international adventure to save the world. And so it looks like a fun action-adventure romantic comedy type movie. Kind of reminds me a little bit of Night and Day, but maybe like the opposite type of situation. Night and Day, Tom Cruise's character was like the secret agent type guy. And this one, Ana de Armas is the secret agent type lady. So it looks fun. It's on Apple TV+. Then Judy Blume Forever is on Amazon Prime. And this is a Ron Howard film that he's done. And then A Tourist's Guide to Love is on Netflix, starring Rachel Lee Cook. Haven't seen her in anything in a long, long time. And so she goes overseas on a trip after a bad breakup and ends up finding romance and adventure with somebody over in Vietnam. So that's on Netflix as well. On DVD or digital download, Cocaine Bear is out available now. You can download that. Or Magic Mike's Last Dance. So there you go with that. Netflix, by the way, announced this week that they're shutting down their DVD by mail service in September. Gracie, I see you have something you want to say about this.
I didn't even know they still had this.
Exactly.
Like, how do you even...
Who's been doing this?
And like, where? I guess on their website you can still do it.
I haven't even seen it on the website. Like, it must be a different part of the website than I've seen.
That's crazy.
To subscribe for it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they... If you're doing DVD by mail from Netflix still, please let me know. Text it in. I would like to know if anybody's doing this still.
Remember when you'd wait by the mail?
Oh, yeah.
I was a kid, so.
You'd wait, yeah. Couldn't wait. It's coming.
You can only get two DVDs. So if you lost one of the DVDs house.
You're toast, yep.
Yeah.
Had that happen. That was a bit of a surprise. I didn't even know that they had that still. Okay. Bobby, just wanted to see. Actually, I'll cover that at the beginning of the next hour. Let's hit today's sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Now, this happened in London. It didn't happen here, so maybe, you know, we'll get into that. A burglary suspect was running from the police and decided to hide in plain sight. It happens sometimes. You can get away with it. In this case, he climbed up onto a roof and tried to pretend like he was a solar panel. Just laid on the roof like he was a solar panel. Okay, might have been a little high.